In terms of the bevacizumab, well, there are several questions that were raised. Firstly, you know, is it safe to give bevacizumab before you operate on patients in that neoadjuvant space? And secondly, is it of any value to give patients bevacizumab at that time? Well, in terms of the safety, there are now several trials. There was a trial conducted by the French group, a trial conducted by the Spanish group that specifically looked at neoadjuvant chemotherapy with bevacizumab. And we're doing that as part of the big ICON 8B trial at the moment, which is a prospective study looking at bevacizumab in weekly paclitaxel and three-weekly paclitaxel. So that story's not completely gone away yet. And the bottom line is that it does seem to be safe to do that, so long as you miss the bevacizumab out on the cycle before surgery, so the third cycle, and that you don't restart it at cycle four, but you start it at cycle five, which then raises the question, if you're giving bevacizumab at cycle one and cycle two, is it of any value to the patient? Does it improve the response rate? We know that bevacizumab given over a period of time with chemotherapy will improve the response rate. And of course, that can be important in the neoadjuvant setting where you want maximal cytoreduction by chemotherapy before surgery. But I think it's questionable whether two cycles of bevacizumab are going to improve the response rate to make the neoadjuvant chemotherapy, to make the surgery easier. So many people now in practice might defer the decision about adding in the bevacizumab to cycle five. So you put it in at cycle five and six after the surgery. And then, of course, the greatest value in the bevacizumab is during the maintenance phase, and that will continue beyond chemotherapy. But I think it is safe, providing you manage it correctly, but it's questionable whether it will add value in that pre-surgical phase of treatment.
So in terms of bevacizumab maintenance, how long do you continue it?
Well, again, in the UK, we used the lower dose of bevacizumab, which was from the ICON 7 trial, 7.5 mg/kg. And we use it for 12 months, not 15 months, because again, that was part of the ICON 7 trial. And we're not alone in doing that. Some of the Nordic countries do that. So there's a bit of a mixed picture across Europe with some European countries using it as in GOG 218, but others using it as in ICON 7.